This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club, Sean, RJ, and Bobby, live in Oxnard, California through the end of the week. Brought to you by the on-time experts, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and you're watching on the Uber One Fan Cam, hopefully watching with the awesome numbers y'all are putting up this week on YouTube, the Fan Cam, and Twitch. Yesterday, Cowboys practice, first one with the pads on, Trayvon Diggs back with the team, but they're going to work him in smartly, not involved in yesterday's practice. We had Tyler Guyton, Mozzie Smith, RJ on Trey Lance watch, and everything else you guys want to know, you can text on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line.
Do you think we're going to be able to get more people on the Fan Cam this morning than were in the bleachers yesterday for practice?
It's not a good deal.
Mike Leslie finally took the photo. Finally put it out there.
That must have been the first second he noticed, by the way, because generally anything that'll cause stir and problems, Mike Leslie's going to jump all over.
I think today could be not an all-time great, but a hell of a performance from Bobby Belt on the radio show today.
Could be.
I'm sensing the camp frustration, like getting towards the end.
Yeah.
It's like when these guys start hitting each other and fighting with each other. This is how Bobby's doing with his takes, and hopefully not too much negativity.
The pushback on social media yesterday was, I mean, Mike Leslie said it was robust over the weekend. Was the word he used, that Mike used.
Mike said it was a robust crowd?
Over the weekend. I mean, other than the weekend, crowds were fine. They were fine.
They were still low.
I think they were a little low. Maybe they dispersed things better with not just at the bleachers over there, but around the entire complex. But I thought they were still a little bit lower than normal.
This was
Zeke. The weekday is the low ones.
This was Zeke with Clarence Hill. Unfortunately, Clarence's laugh takes over this clip. This was Zeke being asked, and him asking, where's everybody at?
You said less fans here. Why do you think that is?
No, I don't know. It's just I feel like normally, like the first couple of days, the camp would be packed, but I don't know why.
And look, everyone but like one or two like Mickey Spagnola type fans out there, like the diehard homers. Everyone is saying good. It's about time. Mm. This is what they get. So people are taking great pleasure, at least on my timelines and social media accounts, in these bleachers being empty instead of Jerry and company getting nonstop support for not only just coming up short, but this offseason tricking us with the all-in. That's the way the sentiment is. That's the feel right now.
Yeah, and the other thing with the crowd, it's like, you know, people bringing up, well, it's expensive to travel out here. I never got the feeling these were Texans flying out here for camp. I got the feeling these were local Californians who just made the journey from L.A., from Santa Barbara, from Lompoc. I mean, like, I never thought they were like people from like DFW or San Antonio or like, guys, let's make a trip out to Oxnard.
That's why they, that's why they come out here, is because they feel like they have a base out here.
Yeah.
And they feel like they can continue to establish it, and they want to hold their footprint. And I think anybody who generally has come out here in years past is probably the type of individual with some disposable income to come travel out to California and hang out for a week most of the time. So I don't think that's enough of an explanation to say that's the reason why there seems to be, I don't even know what the estimate would be, hundreds less than typical at these practices.
I would still be surprised, though, if you told me before we came out here that, you know, California fans would turn their back on mm-hmm. Jerry and company because of the off season. I would still think that they would view it as a once a year thing. Let's go out and see Micah Parsons and Dak Prescott and CeeDee yeah. Lamb.
For the final time, where you can see them all together.
That's right. So that continues to be a story out here.
Over on Cowboys Reddit, where the Mike Leslie photo was shared, here are the top replies on Reddit. Sadly, this would seem to be the only thing that really bothers Jerry in a meaningful way. Yes, let the apathy flow through you. Good. This is what the organization needs. It is universally great. Love it. It's so happy to see people are not accepting what the Cowboys are doing.
I can't wait to see what type of attendance number they come up with.
Attendance numbers? Like, have there
yeah, been? At the end of camp, typically.
Well, they have those little things we walk through, right?
These two guys yesterday didn't walk through the turnstile. They accidentally went off to the side, and the Oxnard worker, they're like, oh, sorry about that. The Oxnard worker goes, no problem. And he goes, durn, durn, and he like rolls it twice. So they definitely are keeping track.
Yeah. Someone's going to be out there rolling that thing like this, like crazy at the end of the game every day.
All right, let's talk about practice, because they were put on the pads for the first time, and Bobby, you had your absolute clear standout.
Yeah, it was Tyler Guyton. When they put on the pads, he was not with the first team right away. It was Chuma Edoga, and it wasn't even subbing in from there. It wasn't even Tyler Guyton. When somebody would sub in with the first team, it was Awesome Richards. Edoga ends up getting hurt a little bit, get a little banged up, and was pulled off to the side, was working with the trainer. And during that point, it was Tyler Guyton then stepping in with the first team. I was really disappointed because I had told you guys leading into practice, like the only thing I wanted to get was Guyton versus Parsons one-on-ones. And when they were doing offensive line and defensive line drills, they moved Guyton on the other end of the field and he didn't get a chance. So I didn't think we were going to get anything with Parsons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, and it was still somewhat limited because, boy, they are moving Micah around a lot on defense in these practices. Micah is not in the same place anytime. There's a lot of different times where DeMarcus Lawrence is on the ground and Micah Parsons is standing up behind him and they're rushing on the same side. And so he's moving around doing a lot of different things, but we got a good four or five reps yesterday of Guyton versus Parsons, and Micah couldn't do a thing. And
it was impressive.
It was very impressive. That dude is so athletic, Tyler Guyton, and so strong.
And so big.
And yeah, he's
a monster.
Massive. And so it's one of those things where when you see him out there, it's like, man, there's going to be some bumps and bruises along the way. He had I think, two or three straight reps early in practice with the second team where he just missed his assignment. He got up and he did the he was the clapper. He's the guy who you never want to be the guy after play-ins who goes and does that whole thing, and he did three of those in a row. And so early on in practice, it was not looking like a great day, but when the time came and he needed to stand up across from Micah Parsons, he was dominant. Micah could do absolutely nothing. It was starting to frustrate him, and of course I saw already there was a little bit of the covering fire from some Micah fans who jumped on there, and there were two takes he got yesterday. Micah's going half speed. He's not even trying to beat him. Or, boy, well, this doesn't make me feel good about Tyler Guyton. This is concerning. What's wrong with Micah? Why is Micah not beating him? Micah is clearly having problems.
Tyler Smith, I thought, gave John Machota a great quote after practice on Guyton. I've been truly impressed. It's not very often that you find a human being who measures how he does. 6'7", 330, and has light feet and can just move and just bully dudes. When he really becomes confident and gets the playbook down and does all that stuff, the sky is truly the limit. Confident guy. He knows the tools he has. He knows how rare they are. Just a matter of time before he solidifies things, and he's playing at that truly elite, elite level. So Tyler Guyton really standing out yesterday out here at practice.
There are some teams who just know how to draft certain positions, and then this is the one that this one knows how to draft offensive line.
Yeah.
And it's at least in the early rounds, they can pinpoint a blue chip player in the on the offensive line. They can pinpoint who the guys are not going to be great on the offensive line in the first round. They just do. And it's a fool's errand to question that at this point.
I'm trying to even think, who was the last offensive lineman they took in the first three rounds who wasn't at least solid? Chaz Green a decade ago? Jacob Rogers, which is 20 years ago. Guyton looked fantastic yesterday. BB looked improved. That was encouraging. Man, if you get Tyler Smith talking about, boy, you don't normally see people that big, that light on their feet. That's what we say about Tyler Smith being 6'5 and 325 and moving the way he does. That left side of the offensive line can be the biggest, strongest, most athletic side of an offensive line in the NFL if things click into place.
And I will focus on paying attention to Tyler Smith and Mozzie Smith, because that's what I was focused on. And, man, the Tolo saw what I saw when it came with the Mozzie video. I don't know whether this is Tyler Smith being awesome or Mozzie Smith playing in quicksand. Mozzie got controlled on these two reps, but, man, it looked like he was running half speed. Not that he wasn't even trying. Like, I didn't see any, like, explosion. He got dominated in the reps. I thought he just was like, dee-dee-dee, okay, let's go back to the huddle. Like, it looked a little lackadaisical. It looked like a lack of power and explosion, and it looked like a lack of dog. That's what I saw watching Mozzie against Tyler. Maybe Tyler Smith is just going to be that great.
Does it remind you at all of the name we threw out earlier this week? Does it remind you at all of Tristan Hill at this point?
Well, here's where it reminds me of Tristan Hill. I would be out of here at practice, and I'd have to remind myself to watch and look for Tristan Hill.
He couldn't just flash for you.
Yeah, and out here, I like had to remind myself, Mozzie's a name we need to talk about. Mozzie's a name to watch. Now, again, it's a little bit different when the pads are not on and they're not truly hitting, but in focusing in on that yesterday, I was like, oh, man, I do not feel good. I do not feel good about Mozzie Smith moving forward. But, you know, that's a couple of reps that I videoed and that I watched.
And that sounds like, I mean, when you hear us talk about, man, Tyler Smith dominating Mozzie Smith or Tyler Guyton.
Now, Patrick Walker would say I'm wrong, DallasCowboys.com.
Patrick Walker has been a fan of what he's seen from Mozzie Smith to this point. But when we talk about Mozzie struggling against Tyler, Micah struggling against Tyler Guyton, it sounds like it would sound like, oh, well, it sounds like the defense really struggled and the offense had a great day. The defense dominated the offense yesterday. I felt like they weren't moving the ball really effectively at all. One of the big takeaways I had was, dear God, you need CeeDee Lamb back here, because they have no weapons when CeeDee Lamb is not out of practice.
Steven Jones gave an update to San Antonio Radio on both the contracts. Quote, right now the ball is in Dak's court, and we are waiting to hear from them. We keep having multiple exchanges with CD. He actually sent us something late Sunday. We continue to grind away on it. I would characterize both negotiations as very cordial and upbeat. We're optimistic that we'll continue to work towards getting something done. So the ball's in Dak's court to respond to something that they've thrown out, and CD's people have thrown their counteroffer towards the Joneses. I have never recalled Stephen Jones giving this type of update of the back and forth of whose counter it is, who's sent the latest information. I've never recalled that.
They're
pressure. He feels pressure.
They're negotiating through the public. Simple as that. It seems like they're negotiating through the public. It's at this point, it's like, guys, fans just want to hear it that's done. You know, or in some cases with Dak, they want to hear it's not done. with Lamb, with Micah, I mean, just about everybody wants to see it done. And I think most want to see it done with Dak, too, because you want your team to – what you don't want is having a bunch of guys out there on one-year deals playing selfish football.
All right, so there it is, Inside the Star, edition one this morning here. Hump Day taking place. Oh, thank you, little Ollie Bear. Coming up next, we have RJ Choppy's Olympic update. People are not washing their hands. The Caitlin Clark regret. Why is the United States so cheap when it comes to the medal money? Pedal to the metal. Edition three is next on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.